Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Well, good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Brian, and I'm not going to say anything about the 6 inches of snow that has fallen here in beautiful Chicago. Not one word.
You just did.
I know.
I'll take rainy Atlanta over snowy Chicago any day.
Okay, let's talk about Atlanta because that's much more fun than what we got going here. So you were at a conference last week. So in 20 words or less, tell us.
It rocked.
Okay.
Okay, well, now let me give you the long form. The long form is it's a conference called NAMS, which is Novice to Advanced Marketing Systems. And these are, you know, just incredible marketing people from all over the country, actually all over the world. I mean, one of the people I was working with was from Seychelles, which is a country down by Aruba. You know, so the people from all over the world come in for this thing. And it's basically three very intense days of keynote speeches, and then there are 5 breakout sessions that happen 3 times a day, and they're done by 100, 200, 300, 400, and then sponsor rooms. So if you're a sponsor, you get a chance to, you know, get up and speak. And the 100 is people that have not figured out, they're just getting started. The 200 are people that are starting to make money online marketing their business. 300 is they're, you know, making decent living. And then 400 is the super advanced stuff. And then you get to go, you pick your track, you go through the rooms. And I was lucky enough after only my second trip down to Atlanta, became one of the speakers in the 200 track. And I did my presentation on bacon. And the whole place was like all abuzz because I actually got the hotel to bring a chef in and cook bacon in the back of the amphitheater while I was doing my presentation.
I think that is so funny. I think that is just so funny. Only Brian would do that.
It was awesome though. It got everybody's attention because the smell was wafting out in the hallway, and you know people were going to other, you know, they came and checked it out, grabbed a piece of bacon, and then walked to their next meeting.
Well, there's something about bacon, and there's just something about, you know, being able to really brand yourself well and come up with something catchy, and our guest today has been able to do that very well. I'm so excited that she's going to be on. Has she joined us yet, Mayor Fran? Are you on?
As a matter of fact, she just joined us. So, good morning, Mary Fran. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and you?
Oh, just fantastic.
We're good.
I wanted to say right off the bat, I am not ready to wear granny panties. I just want to make that really clear.
It's a brave man who will admit that.
Thank you.
I talk to men sometimes about it, and, you know, it's so funny. Some of them, like, get right into it, and others are kind of like, I don't know what to do with this woman. So good for you for jumping right in. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I'm true to my manhood, so let's keep that, you know, in the forefront. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you? You're an author, a speaker, and you run a company that does outsourcing, it seems like.
We actually that's kind of my, well, as with every woman, I own a bunch of hats. I can claim a bunch of hats. My husband and I have a staffing company, which we started many, 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 many years ago. And then I am a former newspaper columnist, and, you know, as we all know, what happened with newspapers, they just kind of went the way of the dinosaur, and my jobs just died off one by one. So I realized that if I was going to continue to write and be a voice in any way, I had to go to the Internet. So that's when I started the blog, Not Ready for Granny Panties, and out of that came books and speaking engagements, and it's just sort of organically grown into this really cool, interesting thing.
It sounds it.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's, you know, I think it's right in line with what Jan's talking about with the whole reinvention idea.
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, what precipitated this? What, when did you decide that, you know, did you wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going to write about granny panties? Or, you know, did you have to go to a store and you saw them on sale? What, what made you write about them?
You know, it's first of all, it was a perfect storm of events. It was turning 50. It was the economy tanking and our business just really struggling. I mean, nobody obviously was hiring from staffing companies, you know, a number of years ago. And
right.
The third big thing, which was really a personal thing, was my son was struggling with serious drug addiction. And, you know, you're just in that really dark place. And
yeah.
I was just really beat down and exhausted. And I realized that I had a choice. I could either lay in bed with the covers pulled over my head. And I was talking to a friend one day, and I don't know, I guess we were on the aging subject. And I just kind of said to her, you know, I'm so not ready for granny panties. I'm not ready to be in that space. And then they went, oh, that's really good. So it wasn't, it was mental. It wasn't, not to mention the fact that real granny panties are hideous, but they're also comfortable, so you got to give them that. But it was a mental thing, and I just thought I can either do this or not do it, and you either move forward or you don't. And moving forward just required, you know, getting on with it and sort of reinventing, figuring out, well, what do we do next?
Right, exactly. Because I was thinking about you that this weekend when we were doing the getting ready for this interview, and I was doing the wash, and I was looking at, you know, do I have any granny panties? Because I just remember, you know, I wanted those red, trashy, flashy panties, you know. I don't want any cotton, white, none of that stuff. And so I was very proud of myself, and you'd be very proud of me doing Mary Fran, because I don't got any either.
Well, good for you. And we all need to take a look at that underwear drawer every once in a while, because it can be a pretty scary place.
Well, you know, it can kind of say to you, okay, wait a minute, who's been in here? Because sometimes it's like, you know, my mother, you know, who's been dead for like 3 years, I think she creeps into like my closet sometimes and puts really weird shit in there just to remind me who I am. But that, I loved the granny panties. I just thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
And so tell us about, you know, what kind of trends are you seeing out there now that it looks like the economy is getting better? As far as when you go out and talk to people, what's the general feeling of people? Are they optimistic? Are they stuck?
I think, Janet, that it's a cautious optimism. I don't think it's completely taken hold yet, least as far as the corporate world goes. You know, we're seeing a lot more hiring, which is obviously a great sign. And I think what we're also seeing, and this is really interesting, because we're seeing more interest in people of a certain age, shall I say. They're not necessarily looking for, certainly they're always going to be looking for young people, but I think finally the pendulum is swinging back a little bit in favor of, as my daughter would say, we old heads, because they're recognizing the value of the experience and the contact and the, you know, the lifetime in an industry. So I think there's that. And what I also think there is, and this word, this whole idea of reinvention for people, again, of a certain age, we're still very vibrant and we're creating new lives for ourselves and new career paths.
Right.
I think it's a really exciting time for people in all walks of life.
Yeah.
You know, it was scary for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to a conference this week here in Chicago. It's called Boomer Business Conference, and it's it'll be interesting to see what the large healthcare companies, insurance companies, AARP, you know, how they market to us and how they talk about us, because I think there's a big gap between when those companies started and who their audience was, and now their audience is baby boomers, and we're just not the same animal. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's recognizing I think, which the corporate world is finally getting, that there's a whole lot of value there. You know, you're talking about if you want to hit anybody who's got a little bit of disposable income, and I'm not saying anybody has it, but we, you know, we're in a different place financially,
right.
We're in a different
right.
place mentally,
right.
you know, and there's a market there that I think was dismissed for a long time. And
oh, yeah.
That's the one thing I can say about our generation. We are not going quietly into that
no.
night. We're not going.
Well, I think, you know, Brian is a really good example of that, too, because, Brian, why don't you just mention your reinvention quickly?
Oh, boy, there's lots of them. Well, I mean, going from corporate America to running my own business in 15 years, I've had to reinvent the business numerous times because back when I started, I was doing business card CDs, and you can't find a CD player on a computer anymore. So now I've kind of followed your path, Mary Fran, because I did kind of the same thing. I started writing a blog, which turned into a book, which turned into speaking gigs. And now I do internet marketing and all that kind of stuff. So you have to, I think the biggest thing with all of this is learning to evolve and learning to adapt and, you know, being flexible in your life. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think that's the other thing that that the world in general is realizing about people of a certain age. You have had, I mean, if you've lived a certain number of years, you pretty much had no choice but to be flexible. I mean, life throws all sorts of stuff your way. If anybody had ever told me when I held my beautiful little boy in my arms when he was first born, you know, almost 30 years ago, that he was going to be a heroin addict, I mean, I wouldn't have believed that, clearly.
Yeah.
But I must say he's doing incredibly well now. We have a beautiful granddaughter he's getting married to. So all of that's
awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, the point is that life just throws stuff at you. And this is one of the things that I say to women or anyone who's thinking about reinventing themselves. You've got this. Like, think
yeah.
about the number of times
right.
in a single day that you wear
right.
different hats. You do it all the time.
Right. Yeah, and people, I think because people, we're our own worst critics. We listen to ourselves way too much. And and particularly people who have been moms who've been home or dads who've been home raising kids, you know, they just think they have no worth. They think they have no value and they have no personal power. So, you know, for you to be out there with humor telling people, you know, this is not true. These are all lies. And you get to, you know, really shine, and this is your time. I wanted to ask you, did you ever meet Irma Bondeck?
No, I didn't. I mean, I never met her, but she has been one of my inspirations from the time I was a kid. I mean,
yeah.
I remember reading her, and she
yeah.
really has been one of my inspirations. You know, I think it's just what we all could really use more in our lives is recognizing the silly moments that, you know,
I know.
You have opportunity every day to just giggle hysterically at something really stupid that happened.
I know.
We need to do that, you know? We need
well,
to take
yeah.
advantage of that.
I think we need to quit taking ourselves so seriously. Jeez.
We do. And, I mean, you know, it's funny. If you really asked anyone to sit down and think over the last year about all of the things that they really stewed and worried about. Now, clearly, there are going to be some big issues. But when you think about it, I mean, I can't remember half of the stuff that gave me this big wrinkle in the middle of my forehead. I don't know where. I mean, it's there, but I couldn't tell you, aside from the really big things, of everything that I really
yeah.
get under my skin. So, you know, we have to find that joy in every day, and
right.
that can propel you forwards, too.
Yes, and as you talk to people and you present yourself to people, if you're a joyous person and I guess optimism is a word I like, you know, because it's like we can make this work. We're all smart people. We can, you know, we're the generation that made a lot of changes, and we're not finished yet. And so that's my message to the boomers is, you know, wake up. It's time to reinvent ourselves. It's time to bring the generations together, and let's figure this out because, you know, we have a lot of things that we haven't done yet that need to be done, and it's exciting.
I think that's exactly right. And, I mean, I think we, again, by virtue of our experience in life, you bring a certain perspective to it, and that perspective is a valuable one. So you can't
right.
dismiss that. Just because you haven't been out in the corporate world, you know, setting the world on fire, starting a company. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, the most accomplished woman in the world, if she compares herself to another woman who may be more accomplished in her own mind, it's going to feel like crap about herself. It's there. I mean, you can see it in every, we do that to ourselves all the time. However, I try to like flip that around and say, look, I want you to describe one of your friends who might not have a great corporate job or whatever. Tell me all the wonderful things about her. And you hear them saying all these great things, and then you say, apply that to yourself. That's
right.
you. You know, you have a skill set. Just because it wasn't used in a certain way doesn't
right.
mean you don't have a skill set. And it's valuable.
Right. Right. Exactly. I was talking to a friend of mine who's raised four daughters. Okay. Four daughters.
Good Lord.
And I know. And she's still sane. And she wants to go back. And she has her master's. And, you know, she is shooting herself in the foot, because when people ask her what her background is, she says, oh, I've just raised four daughters.
Oh, good heavens.
And you know, and just that, I know, and just that phrase, you know, she's put herself down immediately.
Yeah.
And so.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
You know, the world values, the phrases that we hear, the buzzwords, the phrases. You know, you feel like if you can't apply them to yourself, then you don't have value. But here's the interesting thing about that, and it's all about the spin. You know, we do this. I mean, I hate to actually admit to it, but you do it in a resume. You know, you can take if a kid has just cut lawns for his you know summers off or whatever. You take that and you turn it into, you know, ran a small landscaping business, did customer
right.
service, scheduled with customers. You can spin anything. So, you know,
right.
the fact that she had a master's degree and she raised four children, she probably volunteered on a bunch of committees. I mean, there's a ton of stuff there that's
right.
that's valuable. We just need to learn how to spin it so that it fits in with the package the world expects. And then you've got it.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
And one of the things to build on that a little bit, I mean, I just got back from an internet marketing conference. And the theme that you hear over and over and over and over is you are your brand, you know, and you
yeah.
have to, you really have to hone in on what that brand is, what resonates with people, and use that to your advantage to stick out in a very, very noisy internet world.
Yes. And it's not, you know, it's not an easy thing to do, but the fact of the matter is, There are zillions of us out there, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that concept of branding yourself, and this is another thing that our generation has to get over. It's we tend to look at it as that whole self-promotion thing. It's not an easy thing for us to do. I mean, you know, I was raised in Northeast Philly. I was a good little Catholic girl, and the last thing you ever did was blow your own horn. I mean, that was like
mm-hmm.
that was
oh, yeah.
borderline sinful. You know, you just didn't
yes.
do that.
Right.
But it's not a matter of pride. It's not a matter of, you know, excessively praising yourself. It's a matter of recognizing what you bring to the table, you know,
exactly.
and you have to put yourself out of that your comfort zone a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that in and of itself is a valuable experience. Get out
exactly.
of your beanbag chair, you know, like you're in a beanbag chair. Get out of it.
And I'm pretty
yeah.
darn certain that it says, thou shalt not blow thy own horn in Leviticus. I'm pretty certain that's part of the Bible.
Wasn't that the 11th commandment or something like that? I don't know.
Something like that. I know. I'm sure it's in Leviticus somewhere.
I'm sure it is, too. It sounds like something Leviticus would say, you know?
Exactly.
Exactly. Those Leviticus people. But, you know, that's really, really, really true, especially, I think, for baby boomers. Because
uh-huh.
I work with a lot of millennials, and they are very they're very comfortable in their own skin. And they of course, are very comfortable when it comes to technology because they've grown up with it. And they're very, very, very smart. And
uh-huh.
And so they, I don't see them having as much struggle because they've been on Facebook and they've been on YouTube and they're used to, you know, talking about themselves. But
right.
For our generation, it's still, yeah, I agree with you. It's and to help people get through that because it's all about visibility online. And, you know,
yeah.
you really need to build that. Your brand and so what have you got? Have you got another book coming up, or what are you working on?
I do actually. I'm just getting ready to send another book to the publisher, and it's called The Woman's Book of Dirty Words, and it's words like that other people like vacation and dinner and
uh-huh.
and comfortable and relaxed,
uh-huh.
all the words that. You know, for women, they're triggers. They mean a whole different thing. You know, when you
right.
say vacation, everybody goes, oh, that's great. And we think, oh, my God, I have to pack all these clothes. And what about the sheets and the towels? And, you know, if you're going overseas,
yeah.
does everybody have their passport? So it's a take on all of that stuff and how we can sort of disengage ourselves and kind of let yourself off the hook. I, you know, my philosophy can pretty much be summed up in two words, lighten up. Lighten up on yourself, lighten up on what you think the expectations of everyone else are, and tweak your life a little bit, figure out what you want,
right.
and go for that. That's an okay thing to do. You go for that. And it's simple. It's I always say to my kids, it may not be easy, but it's and simple is, you know, it's clear, but you just have to make yourself do it. Get out of the chair and do it.
That's right. That's right. Well, we've really enjoyed having you on today. This has been just
been
great.
It's
been
a pleasure.
Yes,
fun conversation.
We wish you luck with your new book.
Yes.
And
it will.
And also, before you go, we want to make sure that you tell us a little bit about your company and what that does,
and how people can get a hold of you.
Well, as I said, we have our staffing company, which is the Bontempo Group, and we do all sorts of high level staffing. So we're online. We do temporary staffing, and my personal brand, the Not Ready for Granny Panties brand, I have the blog, which is notreadyforgrannypanties.com. And my personal website is maryfranbontempo.com, and there's all sorts of stuff about where to get the books and speaking engagements, and there are different interviews and things like that on there. So some good stuff, and I would love to connect with people about either of those topics. It would be great to talk to your listeners.
Great. Now, and this is recorded and will be a podcast so that you'll have access to it, and you can use it for your marketing purposes too.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's
yep.
a wonderful thing. Thank you.
And it goes
yeah.
up on iTunes, too, so you can find BLT on iTunes.
Great. That's terrific. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mary Fran. I'll look to connect up with you on LinkedIn as well.
Yeah,
I'd like
me
that
too.
Thank you. Thanks, Jen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye now. Have a great day.
All right.
You too. So that was fabulous.
I know. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, the whole idea, I mean, I don't know. I think it's probably very for men. But when you say granny panties to women, it's just like, no, like I don't want to have blue hair. No.
No, blue hair.
No. There's just certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it. So, it reminds me of when I went out to Las Vegas to visit my father, and we'd go to the buffets, you know, and he was a senior citizen, and you'd see all the blue-haired ladies sitting in the buffet, and they'd all be stuffing their purses with dinner rolls and silverware.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to become that, so.
Well, I know my mom was 87, and she was thinking about moving into assisted living, and so I went and spent a week with her. You know, we went to these different places and we laughed. We laughed because she was so not ready for that. I mean, Mom lived independently. She read. She did all kinds of stuff. And so, but every so often we did a reality check to see if anything had changed. And it hadn't. You know, it's just, we're just a different generation. We're just, you know, you're not going to marginalize us, and you're not going to stuff us away somewhere. So so that's my fight these days. So.
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah.
I think it's, you know, it's all about perspective, really, you know,
yeah.
And it's the, you know, I mean, just getting out of town really changes your perspective because, you know, I mean, I'm sitting back at the same desk that I do day after day after day after day. And then, you know, getting out of town really kind of makes you see that, hey, there's a whole new world out there.
Oh,
and
there is.
So sometimes, you know, and this is why I love some of my friends is they'll, you know, they'll actually either get an office because they just need to get out of their houses to work, or they'll go to the Starbucks. But
yeah.
They'll go to different Starbucks. They won't go to the same one every single day, just
right.
to create that perspective, you know. And it's the same thing,
right.
I think, with our careers and our businesses. We,
right.
you know, the best
yeah.
advice I've ever heard is that if you want to get new business and or get a new job, the best thing to do is go out and network. You know, it's get to meet new people and
well,
get out
is.
Of your comfort zone.
It is. It's get out of your house, and I do like your friends do. You know, I go to different spots around here, or I go into the city because, you know, being in the burbs and then going into the city, you know, where you can smell the dirt and it's noisy and it's loud and I love it, and the river was green, and, you know, there's just a whole different world there. And so,
yes.
You know, it helps immensely to charge up those little gray cells and get them going.
Mm-hmm.
So what have
no,
you got
absolutely.
Going on this week? What are you doing this week?
Just playing catch-up. You know, when you're away from your office, you got 1,000 emails sitting in your inbox and, you know, projects,
yeah.
you just got to kind of play catch-up. But one of the things that we're doing, which I think is going to be very fun, is one of the people we interviewed, Ellen Huxtable,
yeah.
and I are running a class tomorrow called Turn Back the Clock, where there's going to be no cell phones, no iPads, no technology at all. And we're going to sit there and talk about how do you find and create customers without all the stuff.
Oh, good idea. Where is that?
It's actually in North Aurora, and it's going to be
oh.
at 10 a.m. If you want to find more information about that, just hit me up on Facebook, Brian Basilico, or you can find me on LinkedIn
okay.
or my email address, bbasilico@me.com, and I'll be happy to send you a link to it. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And
oh, yeah, that sounds great.
I think we tend to get a little bit too connected. I mean, you know, this conference that I was at, I could not keep up with the number of just emails and
yeah.
that were floating around, because every time somebody posted in one of five groups, there were private groups and there were closed groups and there's open groups
mm-hmm.
and all these other things, pictures and texts and all this stuff. It was like the amount of technology was just mind-numbing. So
yeah.
I'm really looking
yeah.
forward to tomorrow. It's kind of like I'm going to go through a detox for a day.
And that's good. That's good. I think we need that to, you know, have quiet time, be able to look people in the eye, read body language, relearn
mm-hmm.
some of those skills that, you know, that we kind of forget because we don't see people like we used to. And if we do see people like we used to, it seems like we're not looking at them. We're looking at our phones or our laptops or our feet or something.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's all about just getting back to the old days of having relationships, you know, back when we worked in
yeah.
the shoe store. And I have the first chapter of my book, I talk about working in the shoe store. And we used to write out their information on paper cards, and we had these little metal plates, and we'd mail them things and, you know, stuff that we just don't do much anymore because it's way too convenient to hit them up on Facebook, you know.
Well, I have to ask, do people have stinky feet?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh my God, yes, you have no idea.
I always thought that would be the worst job. I just don't know.
It was kind of, we had a lot of fun. We had fun. But it was
yeah.
yeah, it wasn't the greatest job in the world. But believe me, there are worse. Including
well,
my friend
yeah.
who's a pooper scooper. So
there you go. You know,
all right, Dan. Well, you have yourself an awesome week, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday with our next guest, I think. It
yeah.
is Evie Burke. So you have yourself a great week. We'll talk to you then.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. That's today's BLT. Business Life Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.